I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so really excited to have Aaron Zapata on the line. He is the CEO over at Impact Properties and also a Crosswalk Mortgage. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, Aaron, first of all, you have quite a bit of experience in real estate. I mean, over 20 years real estate industry experience. I'm excited to get more into what you're doing at your businesses and how you're helping your clients. But before we do that, let's get started with your background. So how did you get started as an entrepreneur?
Well, I think I was born an entrepreneur, and my parents didn't realize it, so I went into a different direction in college. But I started my first business as a, you know, school kid in the neighborhood, going around asking the elderly if I could mow their lawns. And so sixth, seventh grade, I started mowing lawns, earning money. Then in junior high, I ended up being the candy salesperson between classes and stuff, and I had candy in my fanny pack. If that dates myself, it does. But I had candy in my fanny packs, and I would sell out, and I would keep inventory and all that stuff. And so I really had this business bug from very young, and that's where it kind of went to. And then I stumbled into my current job after college when I got a degree that didn't apply at all in what I'm doing. But I ended up doing what I loved, and that's where it brought me till today. And I've been in real estate ever since I graduated from college.
Wow, that's awesome. So what kind of advice would you give to that person that's out there kind of looking and exploring different industries? And real estate has come up on their radar, but they're not exactly quite sure if that's the route they should be going. I mean, how do you know? Let me put it a different way. How do you know if real estate's for you and you're just getting out of college?
You know what, if you love people and you love sales, it really is a good opportunity for somebody that wants to be in control of their own future, their own finances, but they've got to be super motivated, and they really have to enjoy selling, because it's not just driving nice cars, doing open houses, showing people things. I mean, it really is a sales career. And so if somebody's got great people skills, they've got the ability to crunch numbers, think through problems, handle pressure, and work well under pressure, this is a great job. And for the right person, they're going to get a lot of clients.
No, that's awesome. And so how, like, if you're kind of in there, you're a newer agent, so let's take it one step further. Now you've started your career, you're in that process, maybe you're licensed already, and you've been licensed for, let's call it a year or two, but you haven't had the most amount of success, but you really like it and you're going through the process. What kind of advice would you give them on kind of taking their business to the next level?
Yeah, there's two ways to go. Either you can go all in and just leave behind all of the stinking thinking that you have, the fears that you have, the fear of rejection, the fear of looking dumb, the fear of making a mistake. All of those things just hold a new agent back, and they just create this huge obstacle that's really hard to overcome. And so if they're going to succeed, if you're going to succeed in this business, you have to really get out of your fear and start to pursue and to really tackle them and to gain strength and to gain skills. That's probably the number one thing. If you're not willing to do that, Adam, like, I'll be honest, you got to get out of the business. It's too hard for somebody who's going to live in fear, because someone's going to trust you with the largest financial transaction that they typically do in their life. And they're going to trust you to find a home and to work with them to put the home in the sale together, where they're going to raise their family, create memories. That's a big deal. And so if they're looking for a realtor as a client, they're not looking for the little timid Timothy. They need somebody who's has courage and can problem solve and can guide them through the process so that they feel confident that they've made the right decision. So if you can't overcome those fears, this business is not for you. It just isn't. And I've been in this business long enough to where I've decided I'm not going to lie to anybody who's trying to get into this business, telling them it's going to be easy, because it's certainly not easy, and it's certainly not for everybody. In fact, it's got a 95% fail rate because most people think it is easy.
Great advice. Let's change it up a bit. I want to talk more about what you're doing over at Impact Properties and also Crosswalk Mortgage. So what kind of clients are you helping, and what exactly are you helping them with?
Yeah, Adam, I don't know if you can tell, my passion is for hiring and training and equipping the right kind of agents to provide service to the public. And so my first and foremost priority as the business owner is to hire, equip, train, and then challenge realtors to be the best in the business. And we also do that on the mortgage world. You know, when you're dealing with people's finances and you got to figure out how one loan works and how another one doesn't and what's the right scenario, like, you got to be a quick thinker and you got to be good. And so my passion is to hire people that are going to be a great face for my company to help the customers and to help the public. And that's the other part of what I do, is I want to make sure that our customers, which are primarily buyers and sellers of homes, apartments, and multifamily. We do some commercial, some land, but bulk of our business is, when you think of buying a home, you think of Impact Properties. And so we want to help homeowners sell the house. We want to help buyers find the right houses, evaluate options, all of those things. And that's what my passion is, to make sure that that process is seamless, easy, and effective. So I don't like it when my clients don't like how the process went, because if they don't enjoy the process of buying a home, they're not likely to like the home. And of course, being in sales, they don't send you the referrals, and we all live on the referrals, no matter what business we are in. If you own a restaurant and you don't do great customer service, your restaurant's going to close. I'm in the service business. That's all we have to offer, is great service.
So what if you're out there, and, like, let's say somebody's looking and you're in the Orange County area, and they're thinking about, you know, listing a home or potentially buying, and they're thinking about what kind of brokers to go with. What are some of the things they should be looking at, and what do you think are some of the real key draws to Impact Properties?
Absolutely. It's a great question, Adam. You know, we compete with the big guys. We're an independent. We are a boutique brokerage. We have two offices in Southern California, one in Tennessee. And so we operate on a very dynamic scale. We don't have to get permission from corporate and all this stuff, because there's no levels of hierarchy here. So what you're looking for in a brokerage is, A company that has a good track record. And that is absolutely important. And that is list-to-close ratio. They've properly marketed properties. They have properly priced them. They know what they're doing, and they have good reviews. That's a number one thing. Number two, you want to look for a fit of personality. It's not just hiring somebody to sell your house. This person is going to talk with you day in and day out for anywhere from 30 to 65, 75, 90 days, however long it takes to sell the house. And you better like the person, because if you don't like him, you're not going to want to talk to him. And when communication breaks down, it's just all over. So you got to find the personality. You got to find the track record. And I think the third thing is that supports both of these is a good understanding. The person you hire has to have a good understanding of what it means to market a home in today's technology-driven, information-rich environment. Buyers are so educated, you have to know as a realtor what buyers are looking for, how they're searching, what makes them tick, and what they're trying, and really get them to make offers on the homes. If a listing agent doesn't really have that good understanding, really, of what a buyer's looking for, they'll price the home right, they won't take the right pictures, they'll say the wrong things in the description, and you will not get people looking at the house. And so I think those are the three things, really. You know, reputation, understanding of how to market a home today, and then great fit from a personality standpoint.
Let's talk a little bit more about your podcast. I'm always interested in helping, you know, podcasters get their message out. Let's start with first the name and the subject matter, the audience you're looking to reach. Let's get it out there so the audience
Absolutely.
Can know.
So It's on iTunes, Apple Podcasts now. They just changed that. It's called the Impact Success Podcast, and that is where I interview top agents all around the world. We've done a couple of international interviews, and I take agents that are doing 50 or more real estate transactions per year, and I just talk to them about how they got to where they are, what their story was, very similar to what we're doing here today, and then tell them and ask them what's working and what hasn't worked and what's been their best moments in life and what's been their worst moments in real estate career. And we just get to hear agents who you don't normally hear from tell their stories, because these aren't the guys up on stage. They're not the ones – well, one guy interviewed is, but most of them aren't the ones that are really, really well known. And it's just a great conversation where we kind of go through the history of their career, and it's geared towards realtors who are in the business 2 to 5 years, who are struggling, trying to figure out, do I stay, do I go? And it is to provide a roadmap, some hope, and also some clarity, so people come away from the podcast thinking, I got to do that, or there's no way I'm going to do that, and I don't think this career is for me. And I'm okay with either outcome, because those that stay in the business have an awesome future if they're supposed to be here.
No, that's
so that's
great.
What we do.
And
yeah.
That's great. And I'll just throw this out there. If somebody's out there looking to hire a realtor and you want to know what actually makes great realtors, well, this is what we're doing here. You should check out this podcast, because if you want to know what your realtor's thinking or what they should be thinking, I mean, learning from some of the best in the business out there, it's just super interesting, in my opinion, a great way to learn, to get in the mind of the professional.
Well, and that's my way to figure out, okay, you know, where is the real estate market going? What's working for these top agents? Because my passion is hiring and training agents, so that allows me to take that information and immediately start to implement the things here in my own business that help me grow. So, and we're always looking for great talent here at Impact Properties and at Crosswalk Mortgage, and we're super excited about our future. So a lot of great stuff going on.
No, that's awesome. And so if somebody's listening to this and they want more information on your business or on the podcast, then what's the best way for them to reach out and find it?
Cool. Thanks for asking. There's two ways to reach me. One is through my personal website, aaronzapata.com, and you can see my family. You can see the things that I love, real estate, mortgage, and podcast are on there. There's links for those. My Impact Properties website is impactprop.com. It's Impact Properties, just shorten, impactprop.com. We are helping buyers and sellers all over Southern California and in Tennessee. And then my mortgage company is crosswalkmortgage.com, and we do financing from reverse mortgage, HELOCs, first purchase loan, home buyer, first-time home buyers, refinances, FHA, VA, you name it. We're approved to do almost every kind of loan. So we're very excited, because we just added that to our business model last year.
Awesome. Well, hey, Aaron, I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your background and also what it takes to survive and thrive in real estate. So really appreciate that. And to the listeners, as always, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review. Do all those great things we do to support our podcasters. I really appreciate it. And don't forget to go check out Aaron's podcast. Thanks again, Aaron.